Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And the spell of mild and drier weather has seen plenty of action in the fields, with ploughing and drilling going full speed ahead. Ground conditions are by and large good and seed beds in good shape. Things on the later and higher land may yet turn out to be not as late as feared. And for those with lambing on the go, the spell of better weather is good news indeed. What a difference a few days can make was the comment I had from a Black Isle farmer yesterday. And my own barley should be in the field rather than the bag by the end of today, thanks to contractor Alan Wilson. Now, fake goods are commonplace with things like handbags, shoes, perfume and the like. But Orkney cheese is the latest to face the threat. There's a company in China who are trying to copy the famous Orkney cheese, and to protect the brand, the Orkney Cheese Company have applied for the protected food name. Backing them up, Richard Lockhead urged more companies to do the same and avoid being ripped off by cheap copycat brands trading on Scotland's high-quality reputation. This last weekend, I was out and about in Inverness High Street, meeting farmers market sellers and customers. One of the traders, Jock Scott, together with his son Archie, farm at Aldern by Nairn, and have started a company called Scott Grow. Here he tells us about the boxes of veg that they sell and deliver to doorsteps.
It's a standard box of our own produce delivered to your door. The mini box has six or more items. There's always potatoes, carrots and onions and three other things. Most of the stuff is our own produce. If we don't have it ourselves, we buy it from neighbouring farms.
Just tell us, what made you get into this business?
Well, I've been growing vegetables for a long time, and I used to grow strawberries on quite a big scale for the supermarkets, and we also grew peas and beans for Waitrose and Sainsbury's, and all the stuff was leaving the area. It was leaving the Highlands, it was all going down south. And I just thought that was a bit ridiculous. So, you know, with interest now in people wanting local produce, then we decided we'd aim for that market. So just about everything we grow now is sold locally, and it's better for me because I get the sort of retail price for it, for everything I sell.
So there we go. It doesn't come much more local than the farmer selling it to you himself. And we'll be talking a bit more with Jock about buying local tomorrow, right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.